Hello and welcome to the EMG Health Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Jonathan Sakia. At this time of the year, a bit of reflection is good medicine. So for the next few minutes, I want to share some retrospectives from the world of medicine 2021 and maybe a couple of prospective thoughts. It's no surprise that the novel coronavirus, which thus far is responsible for killing over 5 million people, has been the major news health story throughout the year. Think about it. How many non-medics even knew what a virus was or looked like prior to COVID? And now everyone drops phrases like mutations and spike proteins with abandon, and pictures of the little wretch adorn every household cleaning product. The biggest problem in defeating the pandemic was, and remains, misinformation, crazy ideas, and of course, vaccine hesitancy. A little bit more about that in a second. In the United Kingdom, around 70% of the population are now fully vaccinated, and many have received their booster shots, myself included. In the United States, it's about 10% lower, although some states are much less protected. Other countries like Afghanistan are less than 10% vaccinated, and in South Africa, around 1 in 4 are fully jabbed. The world needs to do better. Protecting everyone protects all of us and reduces the host pool that potentially nasty mutations can occur in. The phrase social distancing has bothered me. We need to be socially closer, but maybe physically distanced. And at this time of the year, feeling close is so necessary, especially for older or more vulnerable people. Another phrase that bothers me is the term vaccine hesitancy. It causes me the same irritation as movie gangster terminology, where the crooks say things like, they're going to retire someone or they're going to pop him a cap. Those terms actually mean to brutally murder. Why don't we call vaccine hesitancy what it is? Tomfoolery. Damn tomfoolery. Pseudoscience that causes people to make really bad and maybe even life-threatening decisions, not just for them, but for all of us. When talking to anti-vaxxers, I like to ask how many cases of smallpox or tetanus they know about. But overall, the news is good. The global medical response to COVID has been awesome, with fabulous innovations and collaborations. And we better get even better at collaborating, because guess what? There's going to be other viral pandemics. Of course, there was economic mayhem, and to some degree at least, 2021 was a year of recovery, a year of getting industry back on its feet to some degree. It was also coined as the International Year of the Healthcare Worker. Quite an evolution from British people simply going out onto their front step every Thursday evening to deliver a very polite round of applause for the National Health Service. I'm not one who was really in favour of that. I mean, maybe rather than plaudits and platitudes, society needs to work out if they want an integrated health system, and if so, pay for it. I think my old home in America is debating that long and hard, as the deployment of services has been quite chaotic in places and healthcare disparities have been made even more obvious. Work and travel habits have, of course, changed. I mean, we must wonder what the future holds. Doctors seeing many patients virtually is in some cases more efficient. Think of it, pediatricians are now able to build a rapport with a child, talking to them in their home environment rather than having the screaming heebie-jeebies in the office. There's less patient travel, which is, of course, greener. There's less crowded waiting rooms, better use of healthcare workers' time. And one specific use of telemedicine, to make up for the lack of clinicians travelling to teach overseas, has been a wonderful, wonderful development. And big shout out to my friend, Dr. Yulin Wang, whose World Telehealth Initiative has been the forerunner of this movement. Look them up. It's a great, great organisation. And telemedicine has taught us that many chronic conditions like diabetes can be well managed remotely, putting care back in the hands of the person dealing with it. But COVID has also caused terrible delays to the diagnosis and treatment of many nasty diseases like prostate and colon cancer. and we need to get smarter to prevent backward steps in survivability from such malignancies. Speaking of healthcare workers, France granted citizenship to thousands of frontline workers in September 2021 to thank them for all their hard work over the pandemic. These workers, yes, included medical professionals, but also cleaning staff, cashiers, sanitation workers, and more. I think other countries may want to think about that. And continuing the vaccine theme, the first malaria vaccine for children was approved in 2021. Remember, malaria is a major health issue. It kills over 400,000 people a year, including over 250,000 African children. And along those lines, in 2021, the World Health Organization, the WHO, also certified that China and El Salvador had become malaria-free, El Salvador becoming the first Central American country to receive a WHO Malaria Elimination Certificate. The American Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, approved 48 new drugs thus far in 2021, including a new HIV drug in the form of 2 monthly shots, reducing the frequency of treatment burden on these patients. Many of these other drugs were novel, so providing new tools to treat disease. And in some big news for women's health, a study found that, surprise, surprise, cervical cancer rates are 90% lower in women who have been vaccinated against HPV, the human papillomavirus, with 100 countries now using the vaccination as part of a global effort to completely eradicate cervical cancer. So, anti-vaxxers, any comments? Crickets. In the United Kingdom, the contraceptive pill became available over the counter this year, 60 years from when it was announced as being available on the National Health Service. And north of the border, the Scottish government also launched the first women's health plan, which focuses on improving diagnostic efforts into endometriosis, menopause services, heart disease, and miscarriage support. People have heard of mRNA technology, and it's advanced in leaps and bounds this year, largely due to the pandemic. Necessity is the mother of invention, if you will. So thanks to decades of research and innovation behind the technology, vaccines were made readily available. Of course, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine was the first mRNA product to achieve full approval from FDA. This approach is being deployed to address other diseases, and I fully suspect that this review in future years will include news of vaccines to combat many other human and animal ills. The pandemic additionally presented healthcare practitioners with equipment shortages, which were piled up on top of increased demands for COVID-19 treatments, and 3D printing stepped up to the mark in response to this. I have to tell you, the first time I saw a 3D printer, I thought it was magic. So 3D printers have been used to develop personal protective equipment, PPE, ventilator valves and other parts, and even nasopharyngeal swabs to help ease the demand. To take the focus away from the pandemic, personalized surgeries have been developed over the past year, creating patient-specific models of organs and anatomical models to gain a far stronger understanding of patient health. The 3D printing industry is expected to develop even more rapidly in future, with a projected number of 4 million orthopedic implants being printed by 2027. The rise of artificial intelligence and automation within surgery is clear for all to see. Google Maps for the human body, if you will. These technologies are improving our ability to navigate surgically, dissection precision, and hopefully outcomes, and of course, the data generated is making us better at diagnosis, prognosis, personalized treatment, and hopefully cost reduction. Back in May of this year, the government of Botswana, the Botswana International University of Science and Technology, and the United Nations Population Fund debuted the Drones for Health program with the objective of fighting maternal mortality by delivering life-saving supplies to remote areas within that country, utilizing drones. Delivery times have been dramatically reduced, and drones are also being used to deliver lab samples and other key medical items all around the world now. You can imagine someone saying, Do you want pepperoni on that prosthesis, ma'am? However, our technological overlords haven't got everything right, and during 2021, there have been multiple data breaches, including over 40 million American patient records, and those are just the ones reported to the federal government. For the coming year, I expect more of the same. Human ingenuity, drive, and compassion, stimulating more wonderful innovation. On the horizon, self-steering colonoscopes pulled by an external magnet. That's actually entering clinical trials. Non-invasive neuromodulation technologies to treat everything from obesity to physical prowess. Yep, tick in the box. Robots capable of delivering ever more precise therapies at dramatically reduced cost. They are just over the horizon. And new diagnostics, therapeutics, and health maintenance tools and strategies. You know, anyone who's listened to this podcast knows that I always finish my interviews by asking my guests what their three wishes were for a better, healthier world. So I'm going to take the prerogative and have my three wishes. My first is easy. Proper science needs to prevail, and the promulgators of pseudoscience must crawl back into their shells and stop doing harm. Alternatively, go to university and get a degree. The second, wide understanding of global health access concerns all of us. Health is more than the absence of disease. And to see the tragedy of people living in abject poverty, even in the so-called developed countries, is a disgrace that we must solve. The third is that kindness makes two feel better. So I wish for a kinder world where thoughts and deeds are all well-intentioned. Well, that's it for today. So all that remains is for me to wish everyone listening the happiest of holidays and hope that 2022 is a healthy, happy, and successful year for all. And please make the EMG Health podcast part of your weekly routine by subscribing and liking us on good old social media. So until next time, please stay safe, stay well, stay curious. Bye for now.